Yesterday morning, while scattering de-icer along Montgomery Street in front of the church, some of the runners in the turkey trot came over the hill, so I spread some de-icer along the edge of the road to make it a bit safer for them as they were running. A number of them said thanks. A couple of them invited me to run ahead of them, scattering salt. I said no thanks. When you were young, did you ever threaten to run away from home? Children, every once in a while, get frustrated with their moms and dads, their brothers and their sisters, and they decide to run away. The decision is boldly announced. Important items are packed. A lunch is made. You can survive on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for a long, long time. Now, my parents would call our bluff and say, go, which we never did. Others might respond by listening to the advice of specialists who evidently for many years recommended that parents sit down with their son or daughter and discuss whatever is making them angry or frustrated, and then ask them how they're going to survive, where are they going to go, and eventually the child changes his or her mind. Now, evidently, it's recommended that parents simply tell the child no, explaining to their son or daughter that they may not run away from home because, as family, we belong to one another. And when persons belong to one another, even when you get angry or frustrated, you stay with one another. The question of belonging is at the heart of the conversation between Jesus and Pilate. Pilate's trying to determine, he's trying to trap Jesus, are you the king of the Jewish nation? And our Lord in Scripture, as you probably have noticed, never allows himself to get trapped. He responds to Pilate with his own set of questions, explaining that his kingdom, his reign is not of this world. There are no boundaries. There are no borders in the kingdom of God. Our Lord's kingdom, our Lord's reign is not political. It is spiritual and theological. He proclaims the truth. He is the truth. And he tells us that ultimately, those who belong to him, disciples, that's us, belong to a kingdom that is not bound by earthly standards or earthly borders. The question of belonging continues to be crucial even in our own lives. Just as children sometimes test the resilience and the strength of their bonds with their family members, we adults sometimes do the same whenever we get frustrated or disappointed. We test our belonging to the relationships that we have, the spouses, our family members. We test our belonging to faith communities, to our places of work, our teams, our schools, our social clubs, and our groups. And unlike children, most adults have the ability to leave relationships, and some do that. We sometimes do that for a few hours to calm down. We sometimes do it for a few days to think things over, and some folks simply choose to leave permanently. We sometimes test the relationships that we have with ultimatums, and sometimes we simply drift away and wonder whether or not anybody will be noticed. Biblical scholar Bruce Molina writes that one of the greatest challenges for Americans in reading the Bible is to understand the difference between our emphasis, the American emphasis on individualism, and the Bible's emphasis on community. In the world at the time of Jesus, the New Testament world, the person would never see himself or herself simply as an individual, ignoring any relationship with the community or significant people in their lives. The individual did not act alone. The individual would strive to match the standards of those persons who were important in his or her life. You'll remember Jesus says, I came not to do my own will, I came to do the will of my heavenly Father. And those who love me, he tells us, we will keep his commandments, that our lives are shaped by the community and by the relationships that we have. A person needs community. And we as persons, as individuals, we contribute to the life of the community, but we are also shaped by our experience within the community for good or for ill. And by baptism, each one of us as an individual has been initiated into the life of the church, a community of faith where Jesus Christ is King, where he is Lord. He's not our life coach. He's God and King and Lord. And God's word reminds him that we belong to the Lord Jesus and his community of faith. Belonging is better than running away. And the good news is that we are told that Christ, who is our King, loves us, and he has freed us from our sins by the blood of the cross. And he who is present with us now will come again. And we are told that all will see his glory, even those who have pierced him. And so we gather once again on this Thanksgiving weekend as church, at times frustrated, disappointed, and scandalized by a few of her members, but also, more often than not, encouraged, satisfied, and edified by so many, most of her members. And at a time when the truth is hard to find and difficult to believe, the good news is that Jesus is truly Son of God and our King. And what he taught is true, the way he lived was authentic, and what he promises is for real. To him be the glory, now and forever and ever. Amen.